The chief agricultural economist with Farm Credit Canada is advising Canadian agriculture sector stakeholders to pay close attention to developments on the global trade front during 2020. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
Farm Credit Canada has identified global trade tensions as one of three key factors that have the potential to shape Canada's agriculture and food industry outlook in 2020. J.P. Gervais, FCC's chief agricultural economist, notes, while 2019 ended with a tentative Phase 1 trade deal between the U.S. and China, Canada is still dealing with its own tensions with China, India, and Italy.
The effect of trade tensions is significant. I mean, there's no doubt. I mean, we export more than 50% of our primary production in one way or the other, whether we export it in raw form or whether we export it under processed food products. And so export markets are a big deal. So a couple of things there. I do think that the tensions are still ongoing when it comes to Canada and some of the bigger partners that we have, like China and India. So that's one thing to monitor, whether this is going to get resolved in 2020. And if it does, I think it opens up possibilities for Canadian farms. Second is, you know, the tensions that involve other countries, most specifically China and the U.S., just these two being so significant in terms of their market share. Both of them have a lot of potential impact in the marketplace, and they do resolve some of the differences. I would expect North American prices of commodities to go up. And there's a third one as well that I would argue is the impact of all disruptions that we're talking about on the overall economic outlook of the different partners that Canada has that buys Canadian ag commodities and food. And in that case, I think the outlook remains fairly positive on average.
Gervais says despite all the chatter in 2019 about a global economic slowdown, which we have seen to some extent, the outlook for 2020 appears reassuring in the sense that we're going to continue to see the world economy grow. That, he says, is good for growth in food demand, and that's good for Canadian exports. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.